When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family, and the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side, and when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. I have spent most of my life on earth preparing to take the trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and fade into the gentle sleep of death, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home.
Celebrate me home. Celebrate me home. This is a very special Sunday. Saturday, I'm sorry. This is a very special broadcast. A very special broadcast. It is Resurrection Weekend. Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. Do you understand? He's alive, and he's alive forevermore. He is alive, and he's got you and I, if we belong to him, in his hands. We are a blessed people. We are a blessed people. Welcome now to a special broadcast. Well, we're going to have a great broadcast today. I guarantee that. No doubt in my mind. We're going to talk about something that connects directly to where we are. We're right on the verge of the rapture. Jesus is alive. He's at the Father's right hand. He's going to leave the Father's right hand and split the eastern sky. And he's coming into the clouds. And a trumpet's going to sound so loud. So loud that it will be heard all over the globe, all over the world, and Jesus will resurrect and rapture his saints up to meet him in the air. Now, if you know anything about Bible prophecy, you know I'm right on target, and you know that we're right where we should be, getting ready for the coming of the Lord. Well, let me tell you how I know how close we are to the coming of the Lord, and it's because of the devil and because of the Antichrist. And because of the false prophet. I want to go to Revelation chapter 13 today. And I want to dig in to Revelation 13. And I want us to get the message. Get the message. That's right there in Revelation 13. And I want us to understand where we are. And I want you, I know you're excited about the resurrection, excited about the day he arose, the very morning that they went to the tomb and it was empty. And they saw the risen Lord. I've never seen him, but I'll tell you one thing. I believe him, and I believe every word of his Bible, every word of his book. I am caught up in the Bible. I am caught up in the book, and I'm ready for Jesus to come when he's ready to come. I don't set dates. I don't believe in setting dates. If you prophesy, you better make sure that prophecy is from the Lord, because if it don't come to pass, you're in a heap of trouble. I had people telling me before the election, when I had prophesied that Hillary would not become the president, and everything in America, the news, the pundits, the powers that be, were determined that I was wrong. And they fought it tooth and toenail right up to the hours that the vote came in, 9, 10, 11 o'clock on that night. They fought it with all they had, but they lost because God had spoken. God had spoken. I said to the Lord that day, "You're not going to hang me out to dry, are you, Lord?" And he moved upon my soul with such a moving of the Holy Spirit that I had no doubt that what God had said was indeed going to occur. Now, I want to tell you, I want to prophesy to you that we're in the hour of the false prophet, the false prophecies, the false spirits, the false trinity, the devil, the antichrist, and the false prophet. It's an unholy trinity. It's a dark, unholy trinity. I will give everybody who contacts me today, everybody, I will give you this chart that you see on the screen. The unholy trinity. Now, you're listening by radio, you don't see it. But all of my Facebook friends, you can see it. The unholy trinity. All you got to do is call. Call our number and you will get that free. Along with a booklet today, the Antichrist is a master deceiver. Now, with Jesus in all of his glory, all of his majesty, and we believe in him with everything in our hearts, we know he's real. We know he's the Son of God. We know everything about him is true. I'm going to give you a list of things the Antichrist and the devil, really, Lucifer, the dragon. The Bible calls Lucifer the dragon and the Antichrist and the false prophet. And all of their false prophecies, of course. I'm going to give you a list of things that they are doing to deceive the world. They want this world following them. During the 7-year tribulation period, Satan will become afresh and in a new way the god of this world. He's already the god of this world in an immoral, wicked sense. But he will become the god of this world for 7 years, and the world will worship him. You got to hear that. The world will worship him. They'll take his mark, the mark of his Antichrist, and they'll worship him. And the Bible says everybody that does not get saved after that rapture, oh, there's going to be a multitude trying to get saved when that rapture has occurred. I'm telling you, all over this world, there will be a multitude trying to get right with God, trying to find the right way. But there'll be a bigger multitude that will believe in the Antichrist and will believe he's the Christ. They'll believe in the false prophet that he represents the Holy Spirit. And so there will be deception like there's never been. But I want to tell you something. Everybody, the Bible says it, everybody whose name is not written in the book of life at that period, at that time in human history, will worship the devil. They will worship the devil. They will be transformed into his believers. They will take his baptism, which is the mark of the beast. That is his conversion. When you take the mark of the beast, you will be converted instantly in your whole being, from head to toe, mind, soul and body. You will be literally converted to a servant of Jesus Christ. You take that mark, you can never repent. Don't you let some false prophet convince you that you can repent once you take that mark. You cannot repent. It's over, friend. It's over. There will be no repentance when you take that mark. And you've got to learn that. You've got to understand that. You've got to make sure that's written all over your being, because you don't want to take that mark. I'm telling you, if you take that mark, you're in a heap of trouble, worse than you can imagine, because you are lost forever. I said you are lost forever. Now, I want to read before I give you this list of things that the Antichrist represents. And some of them will maybe anger a few people. I don't know. If you knew how you were being deceived by the Antichrist, if you knew the kind of deception that had flooded the church world, I mean flooded, the church world, it would wake you up. It would scare you to death, really. It would scare you worse than this guy over in North Korea scares you. I'm here to tell you, it would be terrible. Let me read to you. The book of Revelation, chapter 13, has this complete story of the Antichrist and the false prophet. Now, the story of the dragon is in chapter 12. He is cast out of heaven. if you have any reason to know, the rapture is pre-trib. It is that once the rapture has taken place, the old devil will be cast out of the sky, out of the heavens, and we'll take over that place up there where he has dwelt and where he has been in command. And we'll become the great host of the heavens, shouting the praises of God, celebrating the marriage supper, and the devil will be cast to the earth. That's chapter 12. But chapter 13 of Revelation, he introduces his Antichrist. And then chapter 13, verse 11, he introduces his false prophet. So now he has the Trinity. He has a false Trinity. The devil he presents himself as the Father. The Antichrist presents himself as the Christ. The false prophet presents himself as the Holy Spirit. And so we'll have an unholy Trinity, unholy Trinity. I'm going to show it to you again here because I want you to get a copy of this. I really do. It will go out. Let me get it, if I can get it clicked on here. It will go out to everybody who calls and make sure we know that you'd like to have it, along with this article that goes with this broadcast today. I really want you to have this material because if I don't get you learning and discovering and knowing about the false Trinity, the unholy Trinity, you are subject to being deceived. You really are. A world of people have already been deceived. There are multitudes have already blasphemed the Holy Ghost, and they can never return. They can never repent. There's people listening to me. You get angry when you hear me saying these things because you have blasphemed the Holy Ghost. And you have become one with the devil and his false Christ and his false spirit and his false teachings and false actions. Friend, you're in trouble. I wish you could. Well, if you haven't taken the mark of the beast, you can repent. But somebody's going to have to wake you up. And I'm not sure you're going to wake up very easily. I'm trying. I'm pleading the blood. I'm praying and seeking the face of God for a Holy Ghost revival like this world has never seen. I want to see a Holy Ghost revival before I go to heaven. I'm ready to go. I'm here to tell you. My little wife, I had to go get her a while ago. She's a diabetic, and she was having an insulin shock and had to just almost carry in the building here. But she's getting better. Got sugar in her, and she'll be okay. She'll come in here the moment and wave at me to make sure I know she's okay. But I'm telling you, we live in a dark hour. The enemy is everywhere. And diseases and sicknesses are invading our world, I mean, like a storm. Hey, if you've ever trusted Christ, if you ever trusted the power of the cross, if you ever believed in that wonderful resurrection, if you ever got ready for the coming of the Lord, you know what I'm going to preach in the morning? I'm going to preach on when we see God face to face. When we see God the Father. Did you know no man has ever seen the Father? But when we have been resurrected, raptured, caught up to heaven, Jesus is going to confess us to the Father. And it will be face to face, and we will see the Father's face. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if the rapture took place today? I'd probably see the Father's face before midnight tonight. I don't know how quickly he'll introduce us all and confess us to the Father, but I know I can tell you one thing. It'll be post-haste speed. It's going to be a wonderful time. Hey, let me read. And I stood up on the sand of the sea. And saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and seven horns, and upon his head seven horns. Let me go back and read this. A beast rise up out of the sea, having seven horns and seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. Did you hear that? Upon his head. The name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. The dragon gave the Antichrist his seat, his power, and great authority. Do you get that? See, the Antichrist. The Antichrist is the servant of the dragon. The dragon is in charge. The Antichrist is the servant of the dragon. Now, you better understand, my friend, because these things will be displayed quickly after that rapture. There's a period of time. They all take place in a chronological order. The book of Revelation gives us that chronological order. And if you're not ready to go when Jesus comes, you'll be here to see everything I'm reading about. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after him. And all the world wondered after him. Do you get the message? All the world wondered after him, and they worshiped the dragon. Can you imagine the world worshiping the devil? Well, they're already doing it to some great degree in many places, and much of the church world doesn't know it, but they've given vent to the enemy, and he's deceived them, and they're worshiping completely contrary to the Bible, completely contrary to the Holy Book, and so they are in the process of deception, and that deception is only going to grow and get worse and worse and worse, and they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Now, don't think that that beast looks like a beast. He is a beast of nature. This is his nature. This is his personality. This is his action. He is a vile creature. I'm here to tell you, a vile, horrible creature. Face it, friend. Expect it, friend. Understand it, friend. He really is. And he opened his mouth to blaspheme against God. Listen, he is one haughty character. He opened his mouth to blaspheme against God, to blaspheme his name, the name of Jesus. To blaspheme, oh, the devil hates that name of Jesus. The devil hates that name of Jesus. Do you understand that? You understand why the world is so turned off to Jesus? And why there's been such a hatred for Christianity? And why you can worship any God in the world you want to, and nobody will criticize you, but just start worshiping Jesus. Just get in your Bible and start living by the Bible. And when you do, then you'll find the world doesn't like that. They don't mind you worshiping Allah, and they don't mind you worshiping all these other false gods that are everywhere, too numerous to name. But you worship the Lord God Jehovah, who gave his son on the cross, who rose from that dead. Oh, hallelujah. Rose from that grave. Oh, what a day that's going to be. I'm telling you, friend, we are one blessed people. He opened his mouth to blaspheme against God, to blaspheme his name. And listen, and his tabernacle. You see, the tabernacle of God up in heaven is the original tabernacle of which the tabernacle of Solomon was but a shadow, but a shadow. And there'll be a new temple, tabernacle built in Jerusalem. And at this time, it'll be there. And the Antichrist will desecrate it defraud it and do everything he can against it and even put an image of the Antichrist in it. That's called the abomination of desolation. And then it says, and they blaspheme them that dwell in heaven. Oh, who's he talking about? Them that dwell in heaven. See, the Antichrist hates the rapture because that means he will lose control over that crowd of godly people once they're caught up out of here. Right now, he's hammering them. He's coming against them. He's fighting everything pure, everything holy. Every true church of Jesus Christ is under assault. The devil is producing every kind of counterfeit you can imagine, every kind of hoopla. I mean, there are many churches that have gone into this new contemporary music, and they just get in the aisles, and they have a hoopla, but there's no real presence of the living Christ. It's just a lot of noise. Oh, friend, you better run from that stuff. You better run from it. Well, they'll blaspheme his people. But he'll hate us, saints, because we've been caught up out of here. And he can't get to us. He sees us up there where he used to be. But he can't get to us. And so he will blaspheme God. He'll blaspheme the name of God. He'll blaspheme the tabernacle of God. And he'll blaspheme the saints of God that are in heaven with the Lord and with his crowd. Oh, what a day. Do you understand? And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. These are people who've been saved after the rapture. People are saved after Jesus comes and the rapture occurs, and there'll be millions. The Bible calls them a great multitude. You can see them in Revelation, in chapter 7, a huge crowd. You can hear them in chapter 6 when they begin to cry for God to avenge the way the Antichrist has maliciously attacked them. I mean, he's come against them so maliciously that they cry, "How long, O Lord, do you allow them to keep this up?" And the Bible says, the Lord says, "I'm going to just let you stay a while until others suffer just like you." And so it will be a time of huge calamity upon the face of this earth. You say, "I'll find a good church." The most dangerous place to be at that time will be in a church. When the rapture's taking place, everything that's allowed to continue as a church will be the Antichrist church. And any church that lifts up Jesus will be under assault by the devil and the Antichrist and his crowd. You're talking about a tough time, friend. You're talking about a tough time. I don't want you to be here. Now, I want to read the rest of that, but I need to go down to verse 11, because here we see the third person of the Trinity manifest. First, you had the dragon in chapter 12. Then you had the Antichrist in chapters 13, verse 1 through verse 10. And now in Revelation, verse 11, you have the false prophet, who is the anti-Holy Spirit. He presents himself as a false anointing. Oh, of course, he doesn't say false. It's just an anointing that is false. And there is this false anointing sweeping all over America. I've got a list of things here. I don't know whether I'll get to them or not. I'm hoping you ask questions. And I don't mind going on into next week, because you have got to learn about the false anointing. Trinity, the anti-Trinity, the unholy Trinity. You've got to learn what they're doing. You've got to learn to discern them. And let me tell you, there's only one way to discern the false, and that is to have the real in your heart. When you have met Jesus and he's come into your life with an experience of being born again, and you are a new creature in Christ, and you are totally transformed by the incredible graces of our Lord Jesus Christ, oh, I'm here to tell you, you will then have discernment to see that false and to understand that false. And it's everywhere. All people get, I got a call on my voicemail this morning. A man just all upset. He tunes pianos, and I had him to tune my piano. And when he found out I was an old-fashioned Christian, he's been on attack. I'm telling you, I had to finally completely fix my phone number so he can't get into my phone, because he's sending me one message after another. Listen, it's everywhere out there. It's everywhere out there. You better hear me. It's everywhere out there. And it's dark as hell. Now, I want to read a verse or two. Now, you can call. Right now, you can call. I'm ready to take questions, because I want this to be your broadcast. I want you to get out of it what you need. And if you're listening by Facebook, you need to send it right now. Share it. Share it to hundreds of people so that they hear where we are and how dangerous this day is. This is the most dangerous day in the church world there has ever been. This is the most dangerous day in the church world. In the church world. Now notice what I said. In the church world than there's ever been. Because probably 95% of the church world is in great deception. 95% at least, maybe 90. Maybe 98, I don't know. I'm not out there. I just can see and hear and watch and read and know. It's bad. Let me read this verse or two. And then maybe you'll call and I'll answer your question, okay? 1-800-338-7884. Local number 704-394-391-0588. Let me put it up for just a moment here. 704-391-0588. Write it down. Can't leave it but a minute. Can't leave it but a minute. I want you to get these numbers. Email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, friend, these are dangerous days. You got to hear this Bible. This book of Revelation is right on target. It's God's final word. God's absolute warning. God's perfect chronological order. You can take all of the Bible from Genesis to the book of Jude, and you'll find that the book of Revelation takes everything in all those books about prophecy and the coming of the Lord and puts it all in chronological order. If you don't believe in the book of Revelation, then you can pick little things and they'll give you a little information, but you can't put them together in a chronological pattern. But in the book of Revelation, you can put them in a chronological pattern. And that's the beauty of the book of Revelation. That's why everybody out there needs my book, The Masterpiece, which is a chronological picture of the book of Revelation from verses chapter 1, verse 1 to Revelation 22, the last verse. The whole book of Revelation, verse by verse, is outlined in my book, The Masterpiece, hardback. Well worth your investment, and you can learn how to understand this book of Revelation. It is really very simple. Really very simple when you really get into it. Let me read. And I beheld another beast. This is the second. Now remember, the first was chapter 13, verse 1. Now chapter 13, verse 11. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. Coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a dragon. Did you hear that? Two horns like a dragon. A dragon is not like a lamb. And a lamb don't have horns. What is he doing? He's giving us a language that is a picture of this false being, this false prophet who claims to be the Holy Spirit, who is a devil, who is a demon. So he's like a lamb. In that he's, you know, he puts on a religious show, but he's like a devil because he's got horns. See, that's beautiful language. The book of Revelation is full of that kind of wonderful language that describes in a way, used in typology and different uses of words that describes everything that God's trying to say. And did you know the book of Revelation is a series of visions? He saw them. John saw everything in the book of Revelation that he talks about except verses 2 and 3. Everything, chapter 1 and then chapter 4 through 22, are visions that John saw. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone quickly here, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want your calls. I want to get with some calls here. I want to get with some calls and share some things with you and be a blessing to you and help you. So grab your phone, okay? Grab your phone quickly now. Don't wait around. Grab your phone and let's get some good questions that would help everybody listening. I know I've been talking so fast and trying to say so much because I don't have much time. An hour a week is just not much, but I'm trying. And I'm going to get the message to you. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, whatever your question is. It doesn't matter. You disagree with me, just call and simply say, I don't understand this and I don't agree with this. Describe it to me and I'll help you. I'll help you understand. I know what God has helped me to do through the years to help people understand the book of Revelation. And I know how many people I've seen who had turned against the pre-trib rapture. And God helped me to bring them back and show them beyond any question that the pre-trib rapture is an absolute biblical truth that is unquestionable. Out of the mind. There's no way you can prove anything against the pre-trib rapture. It is biblical. It is orderly. It is wonderful. And the chronological picture just follows in the book of Revelation so marvelously. Now, I want to read all of that. I really do. But I want to tell you the disposition of the Antichrist, the kind of things that he is big on accomplishing. Number one, now listen to me. He must be understood as one who has deluded the Holy Bible. He has deluded the Holy Bible. Nobody much today believes the Bible is an absolute book. They believe that it has been, you know, translated and translated until any old translation might be the right one. And so people just live in this multiplicity of translations. And they take different, you know, different meanings. It's kind of like a smorgasbord. It's like going into a cafeteria and just picking the things you want. And the church world is going through the Bible and just picking the things they want. I want to tell you something, friend. This Bible is absolute from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. It is the pure, perfect Word of God. And God has preserved it. God has preserved it. And we have it in our King James Version. Absolute Word of God. Perfect Word of God. Not a word out of order. Not a word. Not a word. I don't care what anybody says. I've been in it 65 years. I learned to read in it. And it's the pure Word of God. No question in my mind. Absolute and infallible. Absolute and infallible. Now, they deny this infallible Bible because, you know, they say, well, in its original form, it was pure. When the men of God wrote it by the Holy Ghost, what they wrote was pure. But it's not pure now. Well, what good would that be? If some of it can be misinterpreted, then all of it can be misinterpreted. But God said in His Word that He would preserve it as gold purified seven times. Now listen to that. I want to say that again. God said, the book of Psalms, that He would preserve His Scripture purified seven times. Purified seven times. Now, you say, I don't believe that. Well, okay. I can't change you. I'm not going to try. I am going to try. I'm doing it right now, aren't I? But, you know, I can't make you. I just tell you the Bible is the pure Word of God. Now, number three, the Antichrist denies the purity of this temple. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is not the body of a dog or cat or cow. Your body is not unholy like some beast or some animal. Your body is a temple that God created in His own order, in His own design, in His own likeness. And the only way to be godly is to live a pure life in this body. This body is going to be treated rightly. It is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. It is the temple of God. It is the temple of God. Are you listening to me? It is the temple of God. And it's a holy place. So they deny that our body is a sacred temple and must be holy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. Holiness. Then, actually, the Antichrist denies experimental Christianity. The Antichrist denies experimental Christianity. I've read in some of the books of the big name preachers that they say, don't go seeking for experiences. You get all messed up and all deceived if you go to seeking for experiences. If you've never experienced being born again, you're lost. If you've never experienced what it means to be a new creature in Christ and to be totally transformed, you're lost. You're lost. I'm trying my best to help you. I'm trying to reach you. I want to see multitudes of you saved. I want to see you come to Christ. I want you to see you know Him and all the riches of His person. Now grab a phone. I'm waiting on some calls. I really could relax a little bit if you'd call and I could enjoy listening to you ask your question. And I can continue with this for weeks to come if I need to. I want that much to get to you. You've got to understand this. You say, I'm ready for the resurrection. Have you been born again? Have you had an experiment with Jesus Christ being born again? Have you prayed somewhere, repented of your sins until the Holy Spirit moved upon you and transformed you from head to toe? Have you been made a new creature in Christ? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You got to be born again. Jesus said to Nicodemus, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, the Antichrist don't want you born again. I'm here to tell you, he wants you to just believe in God, believe in Christ, believe in the things that, you know, that are comfortable to believe in, and just be a religious person, go to church, maybe pay your tithes, but don't get so involved. Don't become a fanatic, you know. Don't become a fanatic. Well, I want to be a fanatic. Born again, a new creature. And I was born again 65 years ago. I'll never forget that night. Tuesday night in a revival, East Burlington Church of God, Flannery and Maple Street in Burlington, North Carolina. I'll never forget it. I went home that night and I told people, I went to church a goat and I'm going home a sheep. That's exactly what happens to you when you're born again. You become such a new creature. I didn't even know what them words meant. I guess the preacher must have used them that night. I don't know. But I know I remember using them and I was wonderfully born again. You must have an experience. And the Antichrist don't want you to have an experience. And the majority of the church world has nothing to do with experience. You just go down to the altar and you shake the preacher's hand and you join the church. A man and woman can join the church without even being married while they shack up together. I mean, same-sex marriages, they can now join the church. People who drink and people who fornicate can now join the churches. The churches are full of people who live like the world 6 days and go to church on Sunday. And I'm telling you, that will not get you inside the pearly gates. And it will not get you ready to meet the risen Christ. And when he comes, when he shows up, if you're not born again, you're not going nowhere. You're going to be left here, and then you'll try to get saved. And then if you get saved, and that'll be wonderful. I hope you do. If you miss the rapture, I hope you get saved. But I want you to know the Antichrist is probably going to kill you. There won't be no Christians running around talking about Jesus everywhere they go. They won't last but a handful of hours, maybe a day. It won't be long because his goons will be after killing everybody that so much as names the name of Jesus. Have you ever heard me say that it will be illegal for a man and woman to get married during the tribulation period? Marriage will be between homosexuals and lesbians, one with each other, same-sex marriages, and that will be the order of the hour. That will be the order of the day. That'll be the order of the 7 years. Are you listening to me? You got to hear me. Oh, you really have. Oh, you really have, because I want you to understand this. Now, number five, completely reject the keeping of the commandments. The Ten Commandments plus all the laws of God. Oh, how the Antichrist hates the idea of somebody living by the commandments. Living by the commandments. How many of you keep the Lord's Day holy? How many of you go to shopping malls and restaurants on the Lord's Day? How many of you go to that? Oh, not me. Not me. I got to keep the Lord's Day holy. It's the day for worship and rest. Worship and rest. And oh, how I love the worship and the rest that I get on the Lord's Day. I celebrate the Lord's Day. I enjoy the Lord's Day. It's a delight to my soul when the Lord's Day comes around. I can't wait till tomorrow. Did you hear what I'm preaching? I'm preaching on when we see Jesus and the Father face to face. When we see Jesus and the Father face to face. You really ought to hear that sermon. You talk about exciting. Whoa, it is overwhelming. The things that's going to happen when you see Jesus face to face. And then when he confesses you to the Father again face to face. No man has ever seen the Father. No man. No man has ever seen the Father. But when we are resurrected and raptured, and Jesus introduces us to the Father, confesses us, is the word the Bible uses, us to the Father, we're going to see the Father face to face. That ought to shake the soul of every one of you out there. That ought to thrill you until your eye teeth rattle. Praise God that you're going to see Jesus face to face, and then he's going to confess you to the Father, and you're going to see the Father face to face. How many of you believe that? If you believe that, call me right now. Hadn't had a call. I don't know, the ladies have probably had them. I'm not sure. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Call me quickly if you believe with me that we're going to see the Father face to face. Well, Jesus is going to confess this to the Father. Can you imagine him confessing us to the Father and we're not even seeing him? That's not possible. That's not even close to being likely. What a time. What a time. Ungodly. The devil, Antichrist, loves ungodly dress. I have never seen such filthy, immoral dressing. I mean, I've been listening to Fox News, and they're talking about men up there. Two or three have been accused of making some kind of sexual innuendo at some woman. And I thought, the way those women dress on Fox News, why would they accuse any man of batting his eyes? If you're going to dress like a whore, and you're going to be treated like a whore. You know, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. When you dress like a whore, somebody is going to take advantage of that, and they're going to introduce themselves in interest to you. And then you're going to be offended because you're dressed like you are, and you're going to put the blame on them because they said something to you about spending the night with you. Let me tell you something, friend. When you're dressed like that, you're going to get treated like that. And I'd like to tell those folks at Fox News and CNN and all the rest about that. They wouldn't listen to me. But I'm here to tell you. Are you listening? The Antichrist loves for women to dress like a streetwalker. The Antichrist loves for men to dress, you know, like a woman. Hey, do you know the next thing that I was going to tell you that is going to happen? The loss of masculinity. The loss of masculinity. We live in a crowd. You know why the majority of the people hate Donald Trump? Because he's masculine. Because he says what he means and means what he says. He's a man with authority, and he's using that authority. And the Democrat Party and the liberal media and the liberal people out there, they call him sexist because he's masculine. People hate a masculine man. I have been hated as a preacher because of my masculinity above everything I've been hated for, because I tell people the truth. I lovingly do it. I'm just an old grandfather. I'm telling you, I'm just an old grandfather. I love people with all my heart, but I'm going to be a man. I'm going to talk like a man. I'm going to speak like a man. I'm going to be a masculine person. And I'm calling every man out there, because that's the spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist is to make men feminine and to literally attack the man over his masculinity, to try to force him to be a feminine person. I'm talking about the Antichrist now, and I'm on target. I guarantee you, many of you know I'm on target. Hatred of the masculine man, that was number 8. I got to it earlier. And then women, let me say this. Let me go back here. I'm not getting it kind like I ought to. Women lost their femininity years ago when they start dressing like men. I do not believe a woman should ever dress like a man. I believe a lady is a lady. You say, I want to be equal with the men. Well, come down off your pedestal if you want to be equal with us men, because God gave women a place of authority and a place of influence that is far superior to a man. I'm here to tell you, I honor godly women above anything you can grasp. I honor my wife with everything inside of me. She is the sweetest thing on this earth to me. I mean, really. So women lost their femininity because of the Antichrist years ago. All of that was Antichrist activity. That was the beginning of the loss. That was the beginning of the loss of any decency in America, when the Antichrist and the wicked, immoral, liberal crowd convinced women they ought to dress like men. That was one of the darkest moments in church history. Oh, I hope you're not mad at me. And then the fact that we now have so much of this religiosity, this religious activity. We have these preachers out there who are prophesying over people and telling their fortune. You know, a Holy Ghost-filled man doesn't tell people's fortune. That is insanity. I know preachers. I know them. And some of them are not far from here. And they've gone after a man by the name of Brian Kahn. Have you heard that name? Brian Kahn. He's in the city. He pastors a church here. I think they have churches in other locations. And he's into prophesying over people. No, he's not into prophesying over people. That's what he says. He's into telling fortunes. Telling fortunes. He even prophesied that Donald Trump would not win the presidency and would not be the president. And he had to apologize. Well, he needed to do more than apologize. He needs to get saved. He needs to get himself right with God. It is historically proven now that Benny Hinn gave him an impartation. And what he's doing, he's giving his impartation that Benny Hinn gave him. He's now giving it to others. And it's called the Holy Spirit. But it isn't the Holy Spirit. I'm here to tell you, the Holy Spirit is perfectly pure and perfectly clean and perfectly holy. Now, I'm literally going to stop all I'm saying and open the lines, because I've got to spend some time with some questions. Okay? Are you ready to grab your phone? 1-800 3387884. I'm going to stop all my talking so you can have your mind to get on your internet and send me an email, or to call us at 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588 is our local. 704-391-0588 is our local. I'm going to put it up again for a moment or two while I tell you that I want you in church tomorrow. Our church is growing. Yes, lots of new people. Lots of new people. And it's fixing to explode. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost revival is coming. And I'm preaching in the morning on when we see Jesus and the Father face to face. When we see Jesus and the Father face to face, the great resurrection. What a resurrection Sunday message. You may call it Easter Sunday. That's okay. I don't do that. I call it resurrection. But if you call it Easter, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just going to tell you, make sure you're in the house of God where the Bible is real, where the Holy Spirit is at work. And if you don't have a church home, Paul Creek would love to have you. So grab your Sunday wear tomorrow and come and be with us in the house of God. Now, why are you calling? Now, are you calling? 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. We hear from people in all the world, all over the countries. I mean, it's amazing all the places that's now getting in touch with us. Our finances have been improving, and so I can feel encouraged. We've got people sending donations that have never sent donations and helping us, and I'm calling on you. We're not there yet, but we're getting closer, and I'm believing you to help me. Help me stay on these radio stations and continue. Now, we're on the internet and on Facebook worldwide. We're going to continue that without a question, without a doubt. Looking forward to it because we're reaching millions of people, and I'm excited about it. But I want to reach radio, especially all over Charlotte and Gastonia and Concord, all up to into South Carolina and up to Statesville. I mean, we really have an audience, and I love it. And you ought to be a part of our partnership. You really ought to be a part of it, and you ought to share in it. And you can do it right now by calling and tell the ladies, give them your address. We'll put you on our mailing list, so you'll have our address in your hands, or you can just go ahead and make your contribution. You can send it 5110 Tuckasegee Road, 5110 Tuckasegee Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip is 28208, 28208. And you can go on the internet. We're at paulcreek.org. It's really simple, paulcreek.org. That's all you got to put on your computer to find us right on the internet. When you go to our site, you'll have addresses, you'll have a map, you'll have 500-600 sermons, you'll have 500-600 radio broadcasts, many of them now on camera, on video. So you can get in your Bible and have a college education on our internet. I said, now we don't have a kind of program that we give grades and all of that. I'm just telling you what you can get on our internet would be worthy of a college education. You can grow and mature, and you can learn all about the rapture. There's many articles about the rapture. Just go on our internet, paulcreek.org. There'll be a place to put in what you want to search, and it'll take you to a list of sermons on the rapture that, I don't know, 2 or 3 pages long. I mean, lots of material, because we are here to educate you. We're here to teach you. We're here to bless you. You're important to us. And we're blessing the world. I'm amazed. Italy and China and South Africa and Ukraine. I'm amazed at the names I see on our internet. Just all over the world. And we love it. And we're here to bless you. Now, I've talked to you about Revelation chapter 13. I've talked to you about the Antichrist. Every bit of that will be available in the article. We're going to mail out, and it'll go out, you know, in a little while. It'll be on the internet, and on Monday, it'll go out to 30, 40,000 people on our email, and we just want to bless you. That's all. Want to bless you. Now, the phone number is, again, 704-391-0588 and 1-800-338-7884. Now, I know this is a big weekend. This is a big weekend, and I know people are off everywhere. And they'll hear this maybe tomorrow. Maybe they hear it where they're at, wherever. And I want them to be blessed. And you on the air. May I help you, please? Hey, my friend. Can you speak a little clearer in your phone, okay? Oh, brother, I don't understand. I keep having problems with some of the lines. Go ahead now. I'm going to try my best to hear you. Can you hang up and call me back, and let's see if you get a good line, because you just don't have a good line here, and I don't know why. Well, somebody's called in on that number. We've got a man that's really messing up our things, and he will call and do everything he can to mess us up. And I don't know what it's doing, but I know that some of the lines will be clear as a bell, and some of them will not, but God's got his number. We put him in God's hands. We believe in God to stop him one way or the other. And I don't know how God's going to do it, but I know that God's God. And he's going to do what's right. And he's going to take care of us. And I'm going to be a blessing to you if it's in my power to be a blessing to you. So call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I want to talk to you. And while you're calling, I'm going to take a look here and see if I have any messages any messages on my email. How about that? My email. Here we are. Come on here, email. Let's see where you are. Come on here, email. Oh, that's not it. I'm sorry. Let's get away from that. And I'm trying to find my email here somewhere. Here it is. No, that's not it. No, let's get rid of that. I know you love it. Call me quickly. I'm waiting to hear from you. You are very, very important. And I will do my best to answer your question. And I believe I can. I really do believe I can. I really love talking to people about the things of the Bible. I love it with all of my heart, with all of my heart. You on the air, may I help you, please? You on the air, may I help you, please? Well, I'm hearing you in the background, and I have no idea why you're not good, okay? I'm getting you now. I don't believe this. I'm amazed. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what might be wrong, but I can think of nothing. Try again, sir. Well, let me go to another line here. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah. How are you?
Hey, friend. Well, you know what? I've got a man that messes with my phones, and he gets them all out of order. And I cannot tell you what's going on. He does it by call. He does it externally. And we're trying our best. We've got FBI and different people working on it. And they'll catch him eventually. Until then, all I can do is just keep on trying. Let's see if you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Chambers. We discuss situation for people now. Being now mentioned the office, simply vote for revolution.
You know, I cannot hear nothing you're saying. Maybe the people out there are hearing, and I'm very sorry. We've had a little trouble off and on, but today is the worst it's been, and I cannot tell you why, but I know that our material is fixed right. I don't know one thing to do to it, and I'm sorry, sir. Will you try one more time? Well, I'm very sorry, folks. I really am. You on the air, may I help you, please?
Yes, you are telling the truth. Apostle Peter said that in the last days, God will pour out of his spirit upon all flesh. Apostle Paul said in the last days that they would be apostasy, they would be fallen away. Apostle John, he said that we have an unction from the Holy One, and no man can tell us anything. Talking about lies.
Yes.
It's up to us to discern what is real. There's going to be both that's going to happen. God's going to pour out his spirit. And there's going to be a person too. I believe both is going to happen, but it's going to be up to us to be able to discern the real.
And you know something, my brother, the thing that I said so important today is if you've got an experience with Jesus in your heart and you know him and you listen to him and you live in his Bible, you'll be able to discern the devil.
Exactly.
And there's no other way. If you just got a religious spirit and you've never been born again, then you can be confused to the very core.
When a Christian is struggling or having a problem, they'll go to somebody and talk. And the first thing somebody usually tells them is, you need to read and pray. You know what? That is the answer. Read and pray. That is the answer.
That is the answer. Read the Bible and pray, and God will not let you be deceived. Thank you so much, my friend. God bless you. I'm glad I finally got one straight. Maybe I've made some progress here. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Thank you. Here,
now, go ahead. You come in and out, and I cannot figure that out with my phones. They don't do it during the week. They only do it on Saturday.
And I've called
now say that again. I'm trying to get you here. I'm tuning on my machines. I'm very sorry, sir. You go in and out, and I cannot get it, and I'm sorry. I do my best to have this straight before next weekend, everybody. I do apologize. There's not a thing I can do about it. Call the ladies here, and they may can communicate the question to me, because I do want to communicate to you. I want you to hear what I'm saying, and I want to answer your questions, because we are in a late hour. We are in an hour so late, it's overwhelming. And if ever you've got in your Bible and lived a clean life, and don't go around these churches. This person called Brian Karn, I know preachers now that have gone and let him prophesy over them and tell their fortune, and now they're all caught up with him. And you can look at them and see that they're in a new spirit. That what's on them is not the Holy Spirit. It's a false spirit. And they're literally putting that on other people. And it's nothing but the old stuff like Benny Hinn's been doing for years. And it's called importation. This is what happened in Pensacola. This happened up in Canada at the airport church. It's happened all over America and all over the world. And it's as false as the devil is false. The real Holy Ghost cannot be put on you by somebody else. You've got to pray your way through. That's the only way. Now, I've done my best to give you material today. This list is going to be in the article. This list is going to be in the article. 7 things that describe the Antichrist. Describe what he does. What he does, like, completely removing the authority from the Bible. It's just not perfect. You can read the Bible like a smorgasbord and pick and choose. No, the Bible's infallible. It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. And especially, don't forget, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And the Antichrist wants to make you just subject to the appetites of the flesh, basically. To the appetites of the flesh, to dress like the world, to look like the world, to talk like the world, to act like the world. I want to tell you, you get saved, you get truly born again, and the world, you don't want to look like the world. You don't want to talk like the world. You don't want to dress like the world. A woman who is really a godly woman wants to dress like a woman. She don't want to dress like a man. I mean, there's something about it that is so intrinsic to how we were created. God made us to be man and woman. God made us to be man and woman. And so the Antichrist has come along, and he's convinced the cultures of the world to eliminate the distinction of male and female. And so now we got homosexuality and lesbianism. That is just embracing the world, taking over. And we wonder why. Well, it's very simple. Very simple. When you live like that, that is the end result. And we've got to understand that. Now, I promise you, I'll have these phones fixed. If there's any such thing, we'll find out how in the world they can mess up on Saturday when they've been perfect all week. I don't understand. I do not understand. But somehow someone has called it into them and consorted them, confused. I don't know. I don't even know the right word. But I know I love you, and I'm bringing you the truth. Now, again, I want to say you must be in the house of God tomorrow, where the resurrection story is not just believed and preached, but believed and lived. And you must find a place where the old-fashioned gospel is being declared. I'm here to tell you that old-fashioned gospel will change you. It'll make a new creature out of you. It'll change your life. You must be born again. If you've never had an experience with Christ, regardless of how religious you are, you may be more devoted than anyone you know. But if you've never been born again, you're still not saved. You're still not ready for heaven. You're still lost. And that's overwhelming. That's really overwhelming. Now, please keep calling and let our ladies send you this article. I want you to have this article, and I want you to have this flyer. Timeline. I want you to have this timeline. It is so wonderful to show you the unholy Trinity and its development right on into the tribulation period. And it just starts and shows you right from the beginning of the church era, right on into the end of the 7 years. And it's step by step, describing the bottom and giving you the pictures, the scriptures, and it will help you. And along with that, this booklet, and you can get an education about Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. It is one of those chapters in the Bible that is so necessary to understand the tribulation period. The 7-year tribulation period is the unveiling of the Antichrist, the unholy Trinity, the dragon, the Antichrist, and the false anointed. And understanding that will get you ready to live a godly life and go up in that rapture, because that rapture could be today. That rapture could be today. I mean, we're just that close. You can see the evidence of the Antichrist everywhere. Everything I've said describing the character of the Antichrist has already almost totally taken over the world. Almost totally taken over the church. Now think about that. Almost totally the church has been taken over by these things in which I described to you is the evidence of the character of the Antichrist and the false prophet. How can I be plainer? How can I help you more sincerely? I do not know how. I honestly do not. I love you. I care about you. And, you know, it's my joy to be a blessing to you. It's my joy to bring joy to you and bring peace to you and bring happiness to your life and to your home to help you get ready to meet the Lord. He's coming any moment. He's coming any moment. I love you. Now, don't forget, I'm dependent on you. I'm dependent on you. I want to hear from you. I want you to visit us tomorrow. I want you to be a partner to us. God bless you.
When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family, and the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side. And when I finally step into the tide,
celebrate me home. Celebrate me there. Celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place. Celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep
because I'm gone.
Celebrate me home.
Most of my life on earth preparing to take the trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and fade into the gentle sleep of death, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder.
Into my Father's arms.